And we're going to talk now about delegates with Tad Devine, a Democratic strategist who is not affiliated with either of the campaigns. He helped draft the Democratic Party's elaborate rules on delegates, and he joins us from Virginia. Mr. Devine, thanks again for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Do you agree with what Don Gagne's assessment was coming from the Obama campaign, that Senator Obama, who's been ahead in delegates, will remain ahead in delegates after tonight's vote, even if, as we project, Hillary Clinton wins in Pennsylvania?
I do, because, it looks like while she's going to win, she's not going to have the kind of victory that will give her a delegate advantage. Our system of allocating delegates is something called proportional representation, and to win more delegates than your opponent, you've got to win by 20 or 25 points, and that doesn't look like it will happen tonight.
When you look at how these races have played out and where we are with this race getting as protected as it has been, is it time to rethink that proportional representation system, or would you say this is the way it's supposed to work?
Well, I think, these systems are usually judged by the outcome. And if we have a Democratic president in November, I think people are going to like this system. And if we don't, they're going to want to change it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of results-driven. But right now, that's the system we have. And the problem with being behind in this system is that it's very, very hard to catch up. And I think that's the struggle and the challenge that Hillary Clinton is confronting today.
Do you see a way that she can mathematically close that gap?
I think with delegates, it's very difficult, if not impossible. I do think if she can have a big victory today and can win most of the remaining states, that she can close much of the gap in popular vote. And if she does that, she'll have a legitimate claim to the nomination.
Ted, could you just give us a little ballpark delegate arithmetic here? In Pennsylvania, if the margin ended up, say, 10 points, roughly 55-45, what does that translate to roughly when you consider, I know it will vary by congressional district and statewide, what roughly could the advantage be in delegates? The net
gain? I think the rough rule of thumb is by every point she wins, assuming, now the exit polls say she's going to win, that's probably going to be the net delegate difference. So if she wins by 10 points, she's probably only going to win net by 10 delegates. And part of that has to do, a big part has to do with the way proportional representation works. Another part has to do with the fact that we apportion delegates in a way that rewards heavy Democratic places, like inner city Philadelphia and places like that. So Obama's got an advantage there. So you put the two of them together, she's probably not going to net more than 8 or 10 delegates tonight, even if she wins a good victory.
And what would you tell superdelegates as the ones who are uncommitted and they're trying to figure out whom to back? How do they make that decision? Is it based on the vote in their state, the popular vote, how many states someone has won? What do they do?
I think they have to take a lot of considerations, I think they have to look at this race and know whether or not we've reached a tipping point. I think if Hillary Clinton had lost today, a lot of them would have concluded that they did reach it. We have reached a tipping point. But I think right now they're going to wait. Some of them are going to look to their own states and what happened in their states. Some of them will look to their own electoral success and who can help them the most on the ticket. But I think right now we're sort of waiting for that last wave of superdelegates. Hillary won the first wave early on. Obama's winning the second wave. The third wave of superdelegate movement will come when we have a big event. I don't know if that event is today. It may happen in 2 weeks with Indiana and North Carolina. That may be the third wave of superdelegates. Whoever wins the third wave wins the nomination.
But that third wave, you're saying, would come before the convention this summer?
I think it will. I think there's pretty much a consensus in the party right now that we need to close this thing up, certainly immediately after the voting ends in June. If Hillary wins one of the two states in 2 weeks, I think it will continue to then. If she doesn't, I think the thing will begin to move towards Obama.
Okay, Democratic strategist Tad Devine, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.